Unfortunately, Don Quixote was unable to dismount his horse because of all his bruises. He began to curse Sancho's tossers with words too vile to be recorded, but they ignored him, continuing to laugh and toss, toss and laugh, just as hapless Sancho continued to rise and fall and rise, his cries mixed now with threats and now with pitiful entreaties, all of which fell on deaf ears, for his tormentors relented only when they were too tired to go on. Finally, they brought him his ass, threw him upon it, and wrapped him in his coat. The good-hearted Maritornes brought him a jug of ice-cold water she had just drawn from the well, but when Sancho tasted it, he refused to drink another sip, begging her to bring him a carafe of wine. This she produced forthwith, paying for it out of her own pocket. After he had drunk his fill, Sancho dug his heels into his ass's sides and rode out through the front gate, pleased that he had had his way without paying a cent, although his shoulders had borne some of the cost.